So I carried on practicing more solitaries, more collisions, more understanding. On one of the solitaries, I had some seminar transcripts with me, and I came across something that Banti said about equanimity, which I'm going to read you. It certainly sort of, at the time for me on that solitary, really blew things wide open again, because the vision that it gave me of equanimity was quite different. I'm not sure, I mean, equanimity comes up in different formulations other than the Brahmaviharas, and I don't think it's actually the Brahmavihara equanimity he's talking about here, but even so. So he says, it's on account of equanimity in its ultimate sense that you're balanced, even with regard to samsara and nirvana. Even those two extremes don't disturb you. Subject and object are the same or not different so far as you're concerned. You're in a state of absolute equanimity, or as I have said elsewhere, you're in a state of actuality and centrality. You have reached what the Chinese mystics call the unwobbling pivot of existence. As the Mangala Sutta says, you are one whose mind does not shake when touched by the eight Lokadharmas. He goes on to say, do you know what I mean by axiality? You feel as though you're the axis upon which everything turns, though not in an egoistic sense. You are absolutely stable and unshakable, immovable, though at the same time you're extremely mobile, even dancing all over the place. You don't need to have your centre fixed in any particular spot. Your centre is everywhere. It still really has a huge effect just hearing it. Yes, I think it just really opened up my kind of sense of what equanimity might be and recharged my inspiration to want to really move towards it.